Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. We'll continue with our Earth Day theme and talk about apps. Yes, technology and Earth Day. Our tech guru, Jesse Filer, is up for the challenge and is here to lead the way. Jesse is an app developer, consultant, trainer, and author. His books include iOS Foundations and the forthcoming Sam's Teach Yourself Objective-C 2nd Edition. His apps include Minutes Machine, the iPod-based app for managing meetings, agendas, and minutes, and Saranac River Trail app. He can be reached at northcountryconsulting.com. He joins us via telephone this morning, and Jesse, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
It is very nice to have you with us and talking about Earth Day apps. So, what's the good news?
Well, I thought actually we're going to talk about more than just apps, how technology and Earth Day can fit together and for the mutual benefit of both.
All right.
So, and I looked at the things that there is some, when you think about what we can do in the tech world to promote the ideals of Earth Day, there are some really obvious things that we've talked about in the past, of course, and those are things such as recycling our devices. Don't just throw them out. Everyone who uses technology seems to have a desk drawer or a carton full of no longer usable devices, such as phones, games, and so forth, and we just put them away. We don't recycle them, and there are people who will recycle them so we can get more life out of the components of our technical features.
Right.
So that's the first way in which they fit together.
Now, I'm guilty as charged, so what do you do with them? Are there places to bring them?
There are places to bring them. And you can find, and there are two types of places. You can find in a community, there are, particularly around Earth Day, you will find that there are places, there are initiatives, places where you can go periodically, like once a year or once a week or once a month, and bring your devices that you no longer need to a location where they can be recycled. So the idea that you can't recycle them is no longer true.
And they are used positively then when recycled.
They're used positively, and the components can be recycled because a lot of the components are rather important and can be recycled. So in addition to community recycling of various sorts, there is something that is also going on now, and that is that because there has been so much pressure on the vendors and developers to recycle components, what you will find is that you can often recycle your existing device when you buy a new one. So that's built in. There are programs there where you can say, I want to buy a new printer, and as part of that, you can get a credit for your existing printer. So it gets to be recycled all at the beginning.
Would and those are all obviously good things because and I assume the technology is changing, so what we're recycling is changing, right? Or are the ingredients pretty much the same?
The ingredients actually are pretty much the same. Some of the fancy ingredients do change, but the basic ingredients. Look at something like the shell of the device, the plastic or metal shell of the device. It's going to be a different configuration, but that's going to exist. Batteries and so forth, they come and go in different shapes and different configurations, but they're going to be there and they are going to be recyclable. So if the vendor doesn't tell you how wonderful it is that you're buying this new printer or phone or whatever, and by the way, would you like to recycle the old one? If they don't bring that up, it's worth bringing it up because most of the vendors do already have a program to do this.
So what other good news do you have for us on this Earth Day?
What other good news is that you don't have to worry in some cases, in many cases, you don't have to worry about recycling at all.
Really?
That's the easiest way.
So it just happens itself?
It just happens itself, and how, you might ask, does it happen itself?
That was my next question.
I knew it would be your next question. Well, I'll give you a clue. How do you recycle old cables that you use to connect a printer to this, that, or the other thing? How do you recycle old cables?
Use them for something else.
Yes, you can make Christmas tree ornaments out of them.
Yeah, I don't know that I know the answer.
The answer is stop using cables.
Oh, so just go to wireless where you're not worrying about all that nonsense.
Right, because what we're doing with a lot of things today in technology is we're getting rid of things like cables, which means that we don't have to worry about recycling them. That's a reason for using some of these new technologies. So when you see the ability to not have to worry about cables, that affects recycling. Other things that are the idea of reusing things, it's not just about Earth Day and ecology. If you look at things like shared devices and the cloud, which we've talked about, putting data up in the cloud where it can be shared among various devices no matter where they are, that has impacts on the environment.
Certainly. And because everything that we're it startles me, not startles me, but I find it encouraging, I guess, that when you look at the packaging of yesterday compared to packaging of today for consumer electronics, we've everything is much smaller. And I assume that can only be good because we're getting to a point where everything is more compact. There aren't the wires. There aren't all the stuff. The one thing I worry about, Jesse, and we're running out of time here, but and I guess when we're in an environmental mood, because the one thing that while we make all of these gains, boy, we just go charger crazy, don't we?
Yeah, chargers are an issue, but we are getting more and more cases where chargers, we can reuse chargers, and so that we're getting to a point where charging devices becomes the environmental friendly way of recycling and using things so that we're minimizing what has to be recharged and recycled.
There's a lot of good stuff that Jesse has put up on his website, northcountryconsulting.com, northcountryconsulting.com. Jesse, it's great to talk to you as always. I look forward to your next trip down here, and I thank you very much for joining us on this Earth Day.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you very much. Jesse Filer provides consulting services to small businesses and nonprofits. His website is northcountryconsulting.com, and Jesse will be back with us next month.